Bored of running along the boardwalk to stay fit? Give those running shoes a rest, slip into some dancing ones instead. Zumba instructor May Elford shows up every Sunday morning, rain or shine, at River Market to teach the people of New West how to shimmy and shake. Once it was raining so badly, but some still showed up and we danced at a parking lot, said Elford. Burnaby-based Elford has been teaching Zumba in New West since 2014, after River Market approached her to liven up the area. At that point, Elford was 2 years into learning Zumba, had just gotten her certification, in 2013, and set up her own website. When the chance to start teaching landed on her lap, she went for it in a heartbeat. Back then, there weren't a lot of opportunities because not many people knew about Zumba. For her very first class, about 6 people showed up. Some who showed up that first day still continue to come to her class, she said. Over the years, the number of people has almost doubled, but Elford has also expanded to offering classes in Vancouver and Coquitlam. She gets people in the age group of 25 to 60. Though, the oldest member in my class is 70, she said. Each class is $5 per head. It's been so since the beginning. Elford doesn't mind the low cost, for Zumba is her passion. She works as a full-time executive assistant downtown, otherwise. Born and raised in Indonesia, Elford was always into dance, but one that was far different from Zumba. I used to do ballet, she said. Ballet, she explained, is quite technical, while Zumba is more dancing and fitness. Since Zumba is 80% Latin and 20% international rhythm, it allows for the flexibility to add in salsa, K-pop, or even Bhangra. But ballet doesn't. After I was done with ballet, I was like, I need to break out free. I want to do something that I don't need to worry about technique with. She tried a couple of other dance styles and finally decided to stick with Zumba. What really pushed her into taking it up seriously was her postpartum depression in 2012. Zumba helped me mentally and emotionally, she said. At that point, teaching was never in the radar. It was all just about workout and enjoying the dance. But eventually, she did end up getting the certification, and even made it to the annual Zumba Instructor Convention held in Florida annually, several times. The event gets about 8,000 instructors from all around the world, and includes workshops throughout the day, she said. We dance from 8 a.m. in the morning to 10 p.m. in the night. At the most recent convention, in August 2022, Elford was even able to meet the founder of Zumba, Beto Perez. I felt so blessed to be able to meet and take a picture with him. Zumba makes her happy, no doubt, teaching it, she realized, brings in an added thrill. A lot of people who try it Zumba become more energized and are happier. A few of the participants tell me, I can't wait till Sunday, that it's their happy day. And it feels so good to hear that. Every Sunday seems to start like a rave party for Elford and her New West dancing group. It Zumba has loud music, so it feels like you're dancing in a nightclub. Meet Elford at 9 a.m. at River Market, next to the Tin Soldier, for a 35-minute to 1-hour Zumba session on Sundays. Follow Zumba with May on Facebook for her class schedule. Elford recommends wearing comfortable workout attire like leggings or dance pants, and indoor gym sneakers. Can't wait till Sunday? Here's Elford's playlist to get you bopping till then. 1. Fuego by Dioro, feat. Fulanita 2. Bad Decisions by Benny Blanco, Snoop Dogg, BTS 3. That by Psy, feat. Suga of BTS, 4. La Bachata by Manuel Turizo.